Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Brian Broyles and I'm the Community Life Pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past week, we continued our series in the book of Exodus called Into the Wild. And the big idea of the series is that God moves his people from bondage to freedom. In Exodus, we get to see him do this physically and literally, but we're also talking about how we see this in our lives spiritually. On Sunday at the Delaware campus, we spent time in chapters 7 through 10, where we see God use these great acts of judgment, or what we commonly call the plagues, to show his power and authority over Pharaoh and the gods of Egypt. And some would say that each one of these plagues directly assaults one of the gods of Egypt. In ancient Egypt, they worshipped, you know, a pantheon of gods. In fact, Pharaoh declared himself the all-powerful God who facilitates all the rest of the deities. So again, God is showing his power and authority over Pharaoh and the gods of Egypt. But in each one of these plagues, you see this back and forth between God through Moses and Pharaoh. God would make a demand. Each time he would make the demand that Pharaoh would let his people go, and he would take action, and then we get to see Pharaoh's response. That's the back and forth we see really in each one of these plagues. So what we said that in the text we see something about God through the plagues, but we also see something about ourselves through Pharaoh's response. When you look at the first plague where God turns the Nile into blood, the text says that Pharaoh's heart remained hardened and he would not listen to the Lord. Then the second plague, it was a swarm of frogs. We see in his response, it was a little bit different. He asks Moses to go and plead with the Lord to take away the frogs and agrees to let the people go. So Moses pleads to God. The frogs are removed. But what we see is that once his circumstance changed, Pharaoh hardened his heart and did not let the people go. Once his circumstance changed, he went back to his old ways. And you see this theme continue. Some of the text would say that Pharaoh hardened his heart and disobeyed the Lord. Some of the text would say that he tried to bargain with God or compromise. There was one time he told Moses that he could get his people and sacrifice to the Lord, but he had to do it there. He couldn't leave. You even see two examples where he starts to use some Christian language, right? He says, "I have sinned." And one time he even asks for forgiveness. But in each case, when his circumstance changed, he never followed through in obedience to what God has commanded. And what we said on Sunday was that exposure to truth with no response to it leads to a hard heart. In each of Pharaoh's response, it says in some way that his heart was hardened. He continued to each time see God's activity, his power and authority, but he had no real intention of surrendering to or obeying the commands of God. And sometimes he wanted to bargain or even compromise with God, give something, but not give everything. And we said that this happens in our lives a lot of times. Right, a lot of us have these little areas of our lives. It could be a relationship, could be finances, could be our routines, and we say, "You know what, God, you can have everything, just don't touch this." And we try to control it, we try to manage it, but God says to give it over to him, and we say no. But when we refuse to surrender, it's then that your heart is hardened, and over time, it becomes easier and easier to say no, to refuse to surrender. And I remember shortly after Jesus rescued me, I was sitting with a pastor, and I said out loud, I had no idea how much of me that Jesus wanted, how much of me that he wanted me to hand over in obedience and submission to him. Now, some of us, when we think of obedience, we think God's trying to rob you of the joy and pleasure of this life. But really what he's trying to do is align you with the way that he's created and designed this world to work, how he's created and designed your heart to work. He's not trying to lead you away from joy. He's trying to lead you into the fullness of joy and peace that only comes from submission and obedience to him and his design. But your motivations for obedience matter, like we saw in Pharaoh's response. Let me say this, that discipline will never sustain obedience to God. The only thing that can compel you to and sustain obedience to God is the compelling love of God found in Christ, because that love completely changes your heart. It moves you from bondage to freedom spiritually and frees you up to live for someone other than yourself. We said that God went to great lengths to make himself known to the Egyptians and Hebrews, but also that God went to great lengths so that you would know him. God's desire is for you to know him, not just intellectually, but intimately, for you to know him personally. So much that he sent his son Jesus to live for you, to die for you, to rise again for you, and then go sit at the right hand of the Father and say, he or she is mine. It's that love that leads us to respond to God in obedience. So if you haven't taken steps of obedience, and that might look very different for most of us, the author of Hebrew, he writes this in chapter 3, says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. So today, I want to encourage you to take a few moments this morning just to pray to God that if there's something that he wishes to change in your life, to convict you of that, and to give you the courage to respond. Let's do that right now. Well, thanks for listening to the LifePoint DraftCast this morning. I hope this morning has been an encouragement for you, and we look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.